Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Just reading this online article called What's Happening to Women's Happiness. And it's a really interesting look at how women's lives have changed so much over the decades, certainly since the 1970s, and how much women have grown in career and being able to take on more responsibility, make more money, do better in the workplace. But the question, what's happening to women's happiness, is that they had two findings in this really long study. It's about 11 pages long with lots of statistics, and they did all kinds of research and that sort of thing. But their two findings were that over the last few decades, women in comparison to men have become less happy with their lives. And number two is that as women get older, they get sadder. And it was so depressing.
Oh, it's going to be a lot to chew on here.
Yeah, it's such an interesting look at the reasons why that there is unhappiness. And it's really interesting because it is regardless of whether a woman's overall happiness has dropped. It says it's regardless of whether they have kids, how many kids they have, how much money they make, whether they're single or whether they're married, whether they're divorced, how old they are, or what race they are. They're all less happy than they were in the 1970s.
Now, let me get some clarification. Is this study saying that women have always been unhappy, but the level of unhappiness is higher now? Or are they saying they were happy in the 70s and they're unhappy now?
Yes, it's like happiness levels have dropped.
Okay.
It's because they were all on drugs in the 70s.
That could be it, Fallon. That's
great. Right.
We need to start a new revolution.
Right.
That's right.
Why do y'all think that is?
Well, they address some of the second shift things, like how, you know, if women are taking on all these additional responsibilities in their work life, that should make them happier because they're accomplishing things and getting promotions and making more money and all that kind of stuff. But they have that second shift, which is still bearing the brunt of the housework and everything else. But when they're looking at statistics, it's really saying that the second shift is becoming shorter because women aren't doing more cooking, cleaning, and childcare than men, that there's actually more parity that is sort of coming inside of the home, that men are sort of rising to the occasion at home, but that's still not helping women's level of happiness.
Okay, so using logic here then, you know, I know that there are some that think that that is where a woman belongs anyway. That is her natural... At the home, cooking, providing for the family, providing for the husband. And what you're saying is, this survey is saying that it's a lot more equal now and women are becoming more unhappy. So is that the case? Like, would you be happier if you were staying home and you were really taking care of the entire family?
Being
nurturing.
A homemaker?
Yeah.
Being more...
I guess it depends on your personality. If you are naturally more of a, you know, home... You like to stay at home. You like to take care of the people around you, not necessarily just your husband or your boyfriend, but also your kids and everybody else. Then, yes, maybe you would be happier just staying at home. Some people aren't like that. They like to stay at home. They like to work. They do all. But when I saw the article, when I first thought was maybe back in the 70s, women, you already had a plan, right? You get married, you're going to have kids, and you're going to take care of the house. Now we have so many choices. We can be moms, or we could be working and be moms. We have so many more choices. And back then we didn't, or we did, but we didn't realize that we could do all these things.
So you were happy because that's just the way it was, and women were settled with it at that point?
I think so.
I don't think they were settled with it, but I think maybe Joanna's right as far as there were more limited choices and more, you know, limited thoughts. I know my mom has told me that when she went to college, she was like, you were either going to be a nurse or a teacher, or you were going to get married and stay home. Like, there weren't that as many options in general for women back then. But like Joanna said, now we have so many different options. It's like we're having an identity crisis or something.
Don't give us too many options, apparently, because it makes us unhappy.
I mean, I think the options are good. I think it's just sort of adjusting to the levels of expectations on women. 59% of all bachelor's degrees and 61% of all master's degrees are earned by women.
But I'd much rather live the life I live now than the life my mother lived.
This survey includes a representative sample of men and women of all ages, education levels, and it was 1,500 of them per year for a total of almost 50,000 individuals this far. So ever since the year of 1972, the same company has been doing this study of 50,000 individuals, asking them on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you with being happy? And from that huge sample, every single year, women's happiness has declined overall.
All right, here's Joe. Joe, why were women happier back in the day than they are now?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. One of the reasons I think is just because we were more satisfied with things back then, so to speak. We were always looking for that something else to make us happy, something else to make you feel better. It was just kind of, you know, we were satisfied with what we had and what we did. And then the second reason, I think, I call it the frenzy of life. Everything is so busy now. The stresses and the pressures and the activities are so much more now than they were back then. I think it just kind of, you know, you're just trying to keep up with yourself all the time and have a hard time being satisfied with what you are, with what you have.
Erin, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, you know, it's my opinion that there are more or less fathers that are involved in their daughters' lives, and that's why that there are so many unhappy women these days. Because, I mean, before the 70s, you know, fathers were way more involved. Yeah, they were outside the home. They were working and doing what fathers are made to do. But they were more involved in, you know, their daughters' lives. And I think that that's why it is. I've had a lot of loss in my life. And the fact that my father wasn't involved in many of the women that I know, you know, I mean, it goes as far as that's why, that's my opinion, why women are more promiscuous these days than they were back then. If fathers were more involved in their daughters' lives and, you know, had took that time, not in a sexual way, but took that time to be intimate with their daughters, where they felt comfortable crawling in their father's lap, you know, just being held.
Wow, that's some psychological stuff.
It makes the woman
happy.
Yeah, that's
some deep psychological stuff. This article also cites the youth-obsessed culture, that our culture is youth-obsessed and how that's harder on women over time than it is on men.
Absolutely.
Hey, Monique, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I think that women are a lot harder on themselves than men. And I think today our expectations on ourselves are a lot larger than they were back then. So I think that women, you know, with all the responsibilities that we take on today, we expect ourselves to be the best in everything we do, at work, at home. So you always think that even though I'm doing this and I'm successful at this right now, but there's still more than I can do. So I think that that's why the frustration is a lot bigger today than it was back then.
I definitely agree with her there. And I also think my friends and I talk about how men are really good at carving out their own relaxation time.
Hey, Janelle, this new survey says that women were way happier in the 70s than they are now. Why is that?
I really think it's because there's so much pressure on women to do well at work, to bring home all this money, and you feel guilty because you're not with your children. And then when you're at home, you feel guilty because you're not furthering your career. And, of course, men are more happy because we're bringing home the bacon now.
Hey, Danielle, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I totally agree with trying to do it all. I think that's the reason why women are unhappy these days, because we didn't bank on the downside of having all that opportunity after the 70s. with all that opportunity comes a whole lot of responsibility, and it is overwhelming. It's completely overwhelming, and I don't think the men have stepped up on the backside and taken up more responsibility in the home. And if someone took half the responsibility off me, I'd be ecstatic. I'd be happy all of a sudden, you know?
So what are we to learn from this? That women are overwhelmed now, they have more responsibilities, and dudes haven't covered their end of the real estate on this? Is that what I'm hearing you guys say?
I think the guys could definitely step it up in the home.
Hey, Marissa, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I know a lot of people have been focusing on how they think the pressures for women at work are part of women being less happy. Actually, I think there's more to it than that. You know, if you watch TV today, you can see an expert telling you how to have the ideal romantic relationship, an expert telling you how to have a better wardrobe, how to structure your workout, how to have the perfect diet, how to have better relationships with your girlfriends even. And it just sets the expectation in every area, not just work, so high that, you know, I think people have said women do put a lot of pressure on yourselves, and there's an expert about everything, and then you have the idea that you should be an expert and perfect at everything, and you just can't do it.
Well, those messages are telling you something's wrong.
I mean, especially
every day, something's wrong with you. You got to improve upon it. It's like, well, you know what? Someday just tell me I'm just fine as is, you know?
So Jen was telling us about this survey, and it's been taken over the last 50 years here.
Yeah, it's been since 1972, and it was following 50,000 people. So it's, as they say, the most like widespread study of happiness. And they're saying that over the last few decades, women in comparison to men have become less happy with their lives.
And we'll link on over to this article too at our website at q100atlanta.com.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Luxury living begins with your move to Mason, Preferred Living's newest community in the desirable New Albany area. Your suite features soaring ceilings, White Valley granite countertops, and spa-inspired bathrooms. With amenities like a multi-tier year-round pool and hydrotherapy spa, Trackman golf simulators, a private screening room, and complimentary Starbucks coffee, every day feels like a retreat. Learn more and schedule your tour at livepreferred.com.
I got to bring this list in tomorrow of things that go on at restaurants and bars that you don't know happens.
Yeah. Oh.
And number one on that list was when you name your alcohol, in a lot of cases, they're giving you the well drink anyway, and you don't even know it.
Really?
What do you mean if you say...
You say, goose and soda, please. They're just giving you the bottom well drink vodka, and most people never even catch on to it. And the trick the bartenders say is to do it with the very first drink, because if you give them the good stuff on the first drink, they can tell the second and third and fourth. But if you give them a well drink all night, even if they're calling their Gooses or their Kettle Ones or whatever, then they'll have no idea.
What difference does it make to the bartender unless they own the bar?
Well, they're trying to save money for the company.
But don't you look? I usually look when somebody's pouring my drink at what they're pouring in it.
Oh, I never watch. I just assume.
Really?
Never. Let's say you're at a restaurant and you order from your dinner table, right?
Oh.
Well, plus there's this. A well and soda with lime cost $3. A goose and soda with lime cost $5.50. So they give you the well and soda. They ring up a $3 drink.
Just pocket the cash.
They charge you $5.50.
Now, I'm not saying that's going down. I'm just saying it just sparked my memory that I got to bring that list in tomorrow.
And I know that because everyone who tends bar is a liar.
Wow.
Right. Wendy Adams.
Not a liar. I do the right thing.
I was going to say they definitely do that. Everybody knows that, that works at a restaurant. All the servers and, yeah, it's kind of like a obvious. It's one of those things that everybody knows, and it's kind of like a big secret. But
are we back to the well drink thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the well drink. Everybody, or unless you're watching the bartender, which I think most people should be doing anyway, because there are definitely some shady bartenders out there. But yeah, you should.
So if I'm at a table and I'm eating dinner and I order myself a Grey Goose and soda, if I do that 10 times, how often am I really getting a well drink and not getting my call?
Oh, I would say probably after the first five, it doesn't matter anyway, because you're going to be sloshed drunk.
No, I meant like if I do that 5 different times on 5 different occasions or 10 different times.
Oh,
like,
I would say if you're not watching, then more than likely you're probably just getting a well drink.
10? Like every single time?
I would say, yeah. I mean, wow. I just think that's...
And are the servers pocketing the difference, or is it...
No, not necessarily.
So why do they care?
Normally the servers just ring it in, and they'll know about it, but it's more like they don't know. I mean, they're not going to know that they actually did it this time or not.
But why do the servers care, or the bartenders care? Because it doesn't add any money to their...
I don't know how the bartenders do it. They could very well get more money out of it. It might be one of those things where...
They get rewarded for it?
Yeah, something like that. Or, you know, there will be turnover from drinks or things like that. It could be one of those things where they've had a lot of missed drinks or whatever, pouring drinks for their friends.
I think your
like
other
that.
Line just clicked in.
I'm wondering if there's anybody listening that actually had a manager say to you as you were working as a bartender, all right, look, we don't want you pouring the call drinks.
Right.
It's always well all the time.
Wow.
I don't know why, but I think it's really cool that you say call drinks.
Did he turn you on right there?
It's like a, just seems like something very official.
Hey, Aaron, good morning.
You pouring what I called?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to call in and say that probably does happen some places, but I work at a bar in Buckhead. It's called Seasons 52, a restaurant.
Never happens there. Never.
Absolutely not. You order whatever you want, and you're going to get that drink. I promise you that.
Of course.
Yeah, but only 140 calories worth of it.
475, my friend.
All right.
Oh, good.
And well worth it.
Yep, so, that means four entrees make a dinner for me.
Can't that be kind of scary if you get the, like, what if you're allergic to a certain type of vodka? Like, what happens if you get the wrong vodka and you have to order a specific vodka?
I don't think it works like that. I think it's basically, it's all the same stuff.
Happen?
Like, if you're allergic to potatoes, you're going to be allergic to all potato vodkas. If you're allergic to grapes, you'll be. But here's your motivation. Like, why would the bartender
go
ahead?
Yeah, why do they care?
They may not even know they're doing it. Hey, Megan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I actually used to work at a bar, and for my bartender, for him to save money, he would put the well vodka in the name brand bottles.
In the bottle.
So the bartender was actually doing it and not like a manager. So the bartender knew what they were doing.
Yeah, and he owned the place, but he was the main bartender.
He owned the place.
Okay.
See, that makes sense to me.
All right.
Because he's saving money with ordering all the expensive vodka. But if you don't own the place, then why do you care?
I never cared.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It is It is interesting because I don't, because I drink vodka, and I think the only vodka that I would know by taste is Ciroc, because isn't that grapes or something?
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
It is.
But like, I don't think I would know. And you know, they did a taste test. Do you know? Hey, Cliffy, do you know the story of Grey Goose?
I know that it's like fabricated. Maybe it's Sky Vodka. That's the fabricated story.
Well, no. Grey Goose is the luxury brand that it's not really any different than other ones. And I apologize to the Grey Goose distributors, but they just marketed it really, really, really well. Like, shipped it in wooden crates and frosted the bottles and everything and got people to, you know, people of influence to start drinking it. But in taste tests, it doesn't. I mean, it's not. It doesn't.
It's like Starbucks coffee.
It's the Starbucks of vodkas.
Yeah.
I almost want to call you out on that. I want to call you out on the call because I think I could tell a goose from a really crappy vibe.
Tomorrow we go.
Bring it on.
Tomorrow we go.
We'll definitely do it right around this time. I'll be ready. I'll be ready for that.
Friday at 9:40.
Okay.
The vodka taste test.
Vodka off.
Yep. Hey, Bethany, good morning. You're on Q100.
Vodka off. Hey, I just want to say I'm a server, and Jeff came on and said that, not you, Jeff, but the Jeff listener said that the servers know too. I'd have to beg to differ that because I wouldn't know, since I'm not a bartender, that he was doing a well drink. And usually I'm off getting the rest of the drinks to the table when the bartender's doing his drinks. So I don't think the servers really know unless they're actually told.
Okay. Here's Jonas with maybe some motivation. Hey, Jonas.
What's going on?
You tell us, man.
No, not a whole lot. Hey, let me tell you exactly what it is.
Okay. All right.
So I used to be a bartender in a restaurant over there in Smyrna. You got ready, made some presents some time ago for the big adventure test with the CD.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention the name of it, but you already know what it is.
Okay.
So if you're selling the premium vodka and you're serving the cheap stuff, at the end of the day, when you do the inventory and they see the computer that you're selling so much of that premium liquor, you can probably take one of those whole entire bottles home with you because in the inventory, it's going to reflect that that particular bottle is gone.
Okay, so end up taking the bottle home, and that's why you're giving others the well drink.
Well, I didn't do that in particular, but that's what the game is.
Wait. Okay. Hmm.
Do you believe him because he's an accented fellow?
And he mentioned Burt's Creek
Adventure.
You have
the premium, you have the cheap. You're selling the premium on the computer, counting towards your inventory, and you're serving the cheap. But you can take the whole bottle of the premium liquor, huh?
You see what he's saying?
Yeah,
so at the end of the night, you still got a
gone
full.
Anyway.
But don't you have some sort of deficit on the non-premium liquor?
On the well?
On the well?
I don't think that they probably calculate the well stuff as closely as they would the actual bottle. I'm guessing. I don't know.
Jen does not believe.
One more call.
Because I understand where she's coming from. What's the point?
What's the motivation behind it? The owner part of the whole thing makes sense
to
me.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lisa. You are on Q100.
Hi. I used to be a bartender, and a lot of times what happens is if the bar is extremely busy and they're pouring lots of drinks, they might miss the call by accident, or a server might key something in wrong. So when you look at the ticket, it just says vodka soda, whatever. But that guy is right. Sometimes, like, in the inventory, if you're selling a whole bunch of well and you have that extra bottle, you can take that home. But a lot of times, people would rather make the money off that liquor. Yeah. And, I mean, if you work for a good bar, they'd rather make the money off the liquor than, like, take a bottle home.
Okay.
You know?
So we can't really find any real common motivation from bartender to bartender, but the only one that really makes sense to me is like if the owner of the bar is like the chief bartender, then you might want to watch a little more closely.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new-to-you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
All right, let's start with Grace here. This was Grace. These are all stepping into psychos here. These are women that knew what they were doing over the weekend was crazy. They didn't care. They were forced into it. So they went for it anyway. And this was Grace on Friday.
I've been together with my boyfriend for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, probably about a year ago, we started talking about moving in together, but he had just started a new lease and everything. So his lease is up in 2 months.
Okay.
I'm just going to go over to his place. I have a key to his place with my girlfriend and pack his stuff up and move him on in. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Tired.
It's a lot of moving, huh?
Yeah.
When did you start the actual move?
Saturday morning.
Okay.
Okay.
So refresh my memory again. He was out of town where?
My boyfriend was out of town. He was just, I don't know, I guess in Alabama with his friends for the weekend. You know, we've been together 3 years. I talked about moving in. He said he wanted to move into my house. He was just kind of not pulling the trigger on it. His lease is up in a couple months, so I thought it'd be spontaneous and help him out, move all of his stuff in while he was out of town and have him be surprised when he got home. And it just didn't turn out quite like I had imagined.
Really? I'm a little surprised by that.
Huh. What happened?
Well, he got home from the airport last night, just kind of after dinner. We were going to have a late dinner and then go to my place, so we did that. And then he was just real quiet when he walked in. He didn't, like, really say anything, and I'm trying to... I was excited about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, are you excited? Are you happy? You know, like, kind of cracking jokes about how he doesn't have to move stuff, and he has to be happy about that. And finally, last night around, like, 11, he actually told me what was going on, and that is that the reason that he's been kind of hesitant the last couple of months to pull the trigger and actually move in is because he's been starting to be unsure about the relationship and thinking that it's getting too serious and was actually considering breaking up at least for a while.
Ooh,
oh,
that went
no.
well.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so it's been a long night, needless to say. Probably around like 3 or 4, he ended up going back to his place and I believe sleeping either on the couch or on a floor in the sleeping bag.
Oh, no.
So he left.
I'm sorry. That stinks.
It's sleeping on... If you're sleeping on your own floor in a sleeping bag, it's either a really, 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 really happy time, like you and your kids are having a living room camp out, or a really, really, really depressing time, like your ex-girlfriend stole all of your furniture.
Hey.
So you're going to have to move it all back, huh?
I'm not moving anything.
You have to move it.
What do you
it?
Mean you're not moving anything?
Well, he can move it if he wants to. I mean, we've been together 3 years, and he gave me no even slight inclination that he would want to break up.
So you're not going to help him at all. It's like if you want the stuff back, then you go ahead and you get it.
Well, I'll help him if he wants me to. Things are just really weird right now, so I'm not. You know, I don't really know if he'll even want me to be at my house when he unpacks or when he takes everything. I have no idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow.
Me too.
Yeah, this is probably the final thing for him here too. Has he ever talked about like you being controlling, maybe?
No, I think he's just, you know, anyway, last night what he said was that, you know, he knows that I'm the right person for him. He's just not sure if he's ready to, like, say that yet, basically. And by moving in together, he thinks it's just too serious for him right now.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know you've been up crying all night.
So, yeah, it's been a long night.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you for at least letting us know how it all worked out.
Okay, sure, no problem.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
I didn't really feel like we could ask her more questions because you could tell that she was so jacked up by the whole thing.
She's been crying all night.
She's probably gotten 15 minutes sleep since last night.
All right, this was Annie on Friday. She was stepping into Psycho.
I've been dating this guy for several months, and I got pregnant by him. And come to find out it was an ectopic pregnancy, which means it was in one of my tubes, my left tube.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They removed it on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be there when they removed it. He never showed up.
I found out
that he was with another girl at his house. I know where him and this girl are going to be this weekend, so I'm going to go see.
Oof. Man, that is just, she's just torturing herself there.
Not entirely psycho, though. Like, this guy's such a tool.
Yeah.
Oh, but when she saw the couple, I'm sure she went up and said something. There's no way you can sit in your car and not go up and say something.
She didn't have a plan. She didn't have a plan when she saw them.
She was just going to let the rage take over. She wasn't going in there with a speech plan, nothing. I think we all debated and we all thought that, you know, at the end of the day, she's probably not going to go there at all.
Like, or she needs to take a friend. She said she was taking a friend, right?
Wing woman?
Yeah.
Hey, Annie.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you? Did you do it?
I did it.
You did?
You did.
Wow.
Did.
All right, take us through the night.
On Friday night, his friend lives across the street from him. It's more of like an acquaintance relationship. I parked my car at his friend's house, and I left with one of my friends, and I left my car there all night so that we'll call him Shane, so that Shane could see it. And on Saturday, him and his little trick went out.
Oh!
So I took his acquaintance with me.
I love that word.
And I knew where they went, so we went there. And, I mean, I didn't walk up to them, approach them, or anything. I pretty much just showed my face and hung out with his friend and was all over his friend for several hours. And when we left, I went back and got my car at his friend's house, and I called my psycho girlfriend, and, I mean, we really didn't do too much to him. We made a poster that said, Shane made me abort his baby, and we taped, like, 10 of my pregnancy tests to the mailbox.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, he's called me since Saturday night, I guess, since he dropped his trick off after whatever they did. Telling me, you know, it wasn't what I thought it was, that he was sorry, just a bunch of crap. And I'm like, I'm the one who has stitches from three different, you know, cuts in my belly. You know what I mean? You're not very sympathetic. You weren't there. You were doing another trick up in your house whenever I was getting this done. And I mean, you know, I didn't step into Psycho too bad.
So this is over 100%.
I mean, it's over 100%. I mean, he can get his little trick friend knocked up, but not me.
All right, Annie. Thank you for the update.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, they both did. So far, two psychos.
This is the one I was really looking forward to right here.
Well, I've been dating this guy for about a year now, but before then he was in a relationship for 3 years. I have been suspecting that he still has feelings for her because sometimes when he's mad at me, he says, you're just like her. I've had trust issues with him. So, I mean, he told me that he's going out of town to go see his friends in another state and she lives there. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go with him without him knowing.
Wait, how are you going to do that?
I'm going to follow him.
Hey, Sue.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
There's no way that you executed this properly, right?
No, actually, it was somewhat properly. Okay, well, he's in the Marines, so I was all out paranoid. So I went to Walmart and got me makeup that was like 12 shades lighter, so I would look like I was African-American.
Oh,
my gosh.
And I put the makeup on, and I didn't rent a car. I borrowed my friend's car. We've been childhood friends, and she trusts me, so I borrowed her car, and he hasn't really met any of my friends, so We drove about 7 hours to the Gulf, and we left at like 6:48, and he got there at like 2.
Okay, hold on 1 second. So did you follow him out of the driveway all the way there, or did you meet him where?
He lives in an apartment, so I actually kind of just hid the car where the bushes and the trees were, because mm-hmm. he has big vegetation around there, and he wouldn't see me.
Okay.
And I waited for about 3 cars, and then I left.
Okay. So you did follow him?
Yes, I did. Oh,
7 hours in the car, and he never picked up on it?
Yes.
Okay, so in 7 hours, you got to
stop and
get gas and stuff.
Yeah,
did you follow him?
No. When he stopped, I have the car that I had is really fuel efficient, so I really didn't need that much gas. I filled up.
Wow.
I just followed him. And whenever he did stop, but I would park, you know, like at the McDonald's.
So you got off the exit with him?
Yes, I did. And he went to Olive Garden with his friend at about 2:00, and I parked in the gas station right in front of where the Olive Garden was.
This is a full-on tale
that
right here.
Did it.
That's, you know what, that could impressive. Add a couple hours, because they're doing that unlimited soup and salad thing. So that's a 4-hour, you know, engagement for me.
No, he was probably there for like 1.5 hours, and when he was leaving, I tried to get out and I tried to follow him, but I couldn't turn left because that street only made me turn right, and that while I was making a U-turn, I lost his car. I didn't know where he was. And then I drove around for about like 1.5 hours trying to see like if I could have some stroke of dumb luck and find him, but I couldn't. So I parked the car for him not to know that I was driving, and I called him. And I asked him where he was, if he was having fun. And I heard some girls in the background. And he told me that he was hanging out with his buddy Jason, that he was hanging out with his sister and his friends. But problem is, Jason's an only child. Mm. And he forgot he told me that.
Well, isn't the relationship over at this point anyway? So why not just tell him that you're psycho? That you tapped into his Facebook, MySpace. Why not just come clean now? I mean, it's over, right?
Right.
Right. It's over. Like, whenever I bring things up to him, you know, he says, oh, she's just my friend. I just tell her that I love her because, you know, it's a sister-brother relationship. Mm,
come on now. Mm,
she has feelings for him still.
I appreciate your passion, and I don't think we see enough of it in the world these days.
Rachel, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, I definitely don't think, you know, this girl should stay with a guy who's whatever, like, behind her back. But why are all these girls called psycho when in all these segments the guys are found cheating?
Well, the dudes are like, tools. I mean, we could rename the segment for you. Guys are tools, that's why I'm psycho. But the girls are still psycho.
The Burt Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk. This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the #1 doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at weightwatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.